Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Well, we are sexy,
I guess,
and we do know it,
I guess.
And I'm not on mute.
You're not on mute.
Nope, I remembered to do that too.
Oh. And what are you going? We got Halloween next week.
Yeah.
What are you going as?
I'm going out in my driveway.
Going in the driveway and sit there and give candy to the Rugrats.
Yeah, basically that's it. The two or three that will actually come by the house.
Yeah, since you umpire and you ruin these kids' lives, do you like get harassed by?
No, I just hand out broccoli.
You don't have like some kid come up and go, you know, you called strike three on me twice one game, you bastard.
Nope, never had that.
No, that's because you never had me as a trick or treater.
I would have been a little young.
You'd have done that to me.
I'd have done it out of spite.
Any umpire would have done it to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like you're my dad.
I don't care if it bounced in front of the plate.
I told you before when I played Little League Baseball, my dad was an umpire. The only time he got to see my games is when he umpired my games, which you do like twice a year. And when I was little, I was catching, so he was like behind me the whole time whispering crap. And when I came up to bat, the rule was, if I can reach it, it's a strike. Doesn't matter if it's 2 feet over my head, a foot and a half outside. Oh, you could have reached that. Strike one! He was awful. God rest his soul. So I don't know. I this political correctness thing is just killing Halloween. We've had a story about this every year for I don't even know how long.
Too long.
Yeah,
but too long.
But there's But there's really two stories with the Halloween tonight. You've got your political correctness one, and there's another one that you didn't link to, which it's fine. We didn't put it in our thing, but there's that one town, and I think it's in Virginia, where they're not allowing anyone over the age of 12 to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, and I heard about
it's
that.
It's just freaking ridiculous. Regardless of where it is, I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, who cares if you're 14 or 15? Somebody else posted on Facebook the one night, you know, at least you know where your kids are. At least you know they're out trick-or-treating. They're not out doing drugs. They're not out.
See, when you're 14, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go up on your roof in the alcove with your pellet rifle and shoot the trick-or-treat bags of little rugrats walking by your house. Because the goal is to get the bag to split open with two hits.
You couldn't get away with that now.
Yeah, but you could back then.
Back then, absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff you could get away with back then.
Right, but I think it's just silly. I mean, it is the first story that you've got for tonight. I mean, I won't go into it yet, but I think it's just silly. You can't trick-or-treat if you're over 12. I mean, come on. That's stupid.
Well, they got us so paranoid now that the headline of this story is parents are divided on whether it's okay to let white kids dress as Black Panther for Halloween.
He's a superhero.
It's a big Marvel movie. I don't think they would have made that much money on it if only black people went to see it. It was a movie for everybody. It was an exciting movie.
It was very
well done, wasn't it?
It was okay.
No.
I mean, it was watchable. I wasn't sad that I watched it.
You're a little above the age demographic of the Marvel comic series.
Well, the thing is,
and you still liked it.
It's Marvel Comics, which I grew up with.
We're not allowed to say that.
I mean, a lot of these kids that see these movies have no idea that they were comic books about the characters.
That is true.
These were comic books first, you little whippersnappers.
Well, kids are
get off my lawn.
Kids are flocking out to grab costumes from one of the highest grossing superhero films of all time, The Black Panther.
Of course.
And it's in the Halloween aisle of Walmarts and Targets all over the country. But after a discussion of cultural appropriation, two words I'm just so tired of hearing. Huh. Some parents are questioning, should a kid who is white dress up as a Black Panther? Love this guy on Twitter. He put up a picture of a white guy in a jacket, button-down collar and tie. And he says, this is the only acceptable costume for white kids. But New York Times says the significance of the movie extends beyond entertainment for black children. The Black Panther character has a long, rich history of eliciting feelings of pride and strength for people of African descent. Okay, fine. No problem with that. The blockbuster hit depicts a fictional African nation, Wakanda, untouched by colonialization, and an African hero who safeguards the utopia. Some argue because the superhero movie is such a special resonance for black kids, it's important that children are able to celebrate their racial identity through the superhero. A early childhood professor at Texas Women's University named Bridget Vitrop says to the Times, as parents, or even as people creating costumes, we need to be very aware of what it says. There's not a whole lot of black superheroes, so this is a really important thing, especially for a black kid growing up. Now, here's where it starts making me sick. White people have the privilege of not constantly being reminded of their race in the United States, where white is the majority, whereas as a black person, you don't.
Jesus, we get reminded of it all the time.
Yeah, and we get reminded of it all the time by liberals in the media. I'm tired of being reminded of it. I don't feel guilty because I'm white, but, you know, I don't give a shit what color you are. You know, I'm from old school Martin Luther King, man. I judge you by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. You know, I don't give a flying flip. My best friend at poker is a black guy. Okay, I don't care what color he is. He's funny. We get along great. He could be blue. He'd be my best friend. You know, it's bullshit. It's just bullshit. I'm so tired of it.
I remember when my kids were young and dressing up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were the thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
At the time.
They were culturally appropriating from PETA or from Mars.
Yeah.
Didn't Mars have little green people?
I believe so.
And
I'm not sure.
How many superheroes did they have? They had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was it. So you're culturally misappropriating Martians. But now you got parents. Or this parent actually said this in the New York Times. I'm actually wondering now what it might be like for that parent who's not of color if his kid comes home and says, "I want to dress up as Black Panther."
I wouldn't even.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think
the woman does have some sense, though. I mean, she feels guilty, but that's just because she's in New York. She's been getting bombarded by the media for years. But she did add, when I look at it, I see no reason why a kid who's not black can't dress like the Black Panther, just like our kid who's not white dresses up like Captain America. I think the beautiful thing about comics is they do transcend race in a lot of ways. Yeah, I mean, you know, I had a black girl trick-or-treating last year dressed up as Snow White. I didn't think nothing of it.
No,
I didn't sit there and go, "Oh, it's Snow White, white paw." No, she was adorable.
And it's sad that we're sitting here having this conversation over a costume.
It's just bullshit.
It's sad.
Most of the people that are tweeting in say, you know, like all races dress up like all superheroes all the time. So don't get offended if white people dress up in Black Panther. I think it's the ultimate compliment.
Is a black kid good? Can a black kid not dress up as Captain America?
No, and nobody would ever say that.
No.
That's my point. But here's another one. This commentator has obviously been in New York and the media for way too long. Dear white people, yes, Black Panther comes to cinemas in February. So, yes, this Halloween will be prime time for Black Panther costumes. Please note, there are white characters in Black Panther for you. I don't want to see any bald-headed as a white woman tomboy like Dora Milaje. That's the one character in there. And quite frankly, she's hot. That's a girl who plays...
Michonne?
Michonne, yeah.
Okay.
In Walking Dead.
Oh, I'm just, this is...
She's not the hottest woman ever, but she's her tookie on the 1 to 10 scale is definitely a 10.
Are either of you up to date on your Walking Dead or no, not at all?
Oh, I didn't watch it last week. I didn't watch it Sunday yet, but...
All right, well, I'm just surprised we're down to the last, now two episodes before Rick is no longer on the show, so it's going to be interesting.
Are they going
to
kill him, or is he just going to leave?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
They haven't said what they're going to do, but it's going to be his last episode, so who knows?
He's done.
What's his
real
name?
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah. The thing is, he said he was leaving because he wanted to go back to England, which I can understand. He's been living in the United States for a few years. He wants to go home.
Trying to pull off that accent, yeah.
But then I read about a month ago that he's going to be directing some future episodes, so he's not going home. So he's still going to be around, so my assumption is they will probably attempt to keep the character around.
Is Michonne still around?
For now, yeah.
Well, I think
still
she's
doing
not
her?
Going anywhere. She's the one that's going to take over Alexandria. There's no doubt. And this is going to be interesting how this all plays out. I won't spoil anything because you're not up to date. But
I don't care.
CB.
I care.
It's kind of like Farmville. Accidentally, I see it once in a while.
It is starting to get a little more interesting, the show. But
see, I find that it's, you know, everybody's saying that the show is getting more interesting. I find it getting less interesting. And the reason I find
Are down.
The reason that I find it less interesting is because they have these various groups that are trying to interrelate with each other now. And it's basically governmental infighting. And I get enough of that.
Christ, we get enough of that every day, don't we?
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to see it in a show that I'm using for escape. I just
If somebody on Walking Dead says I am Spartacus, okay, it's definitely over for me.
Well, I think part of the ratings being down is the fact that Negan's not a part of the show. I mean, he is, but he isn't. I mean,
they didn't kill him yet?
No, he's in jail.
He's in a jail.
Oh, he's in jail. Oh, okay.
But I think that's a reason because, I mean, a lot of people watched for the Negan.
No, a lot of people didn't. That's when it really started to go downhill.
I see. I thought that was, you know, he was, he was definitely gory, but it was, you know, this is the nature of this. If something like that were to happen, that this, you know,
the problem with the show at that point was they had a million chances to kill Negan, and either nobody took the shot or they missed. I mean, they turned into a bunch of Imperial stormtroopers. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I mean, seriously, Rick used to pick off, you know, walkers at, you know, 100 yards with his pistol. Yeah. He couldn't hit a building.
No, not really.
No, I mean, it was ridiculous how many times they missed. I mean, one good sniper somewhere.
Yeah, but no, you're right. You're right.
I can hit anything at 100 yards with my AR, but I'm using a sight. My handgun, 50 feet's about it. And I'm not a pro like some of my military friends and stuff, but you know, I don't suck.
It's just going to be interesting to see if this is ultimately, you know, how many more seasons does this show actually have in it? At some point, I mean, Breaking Bad went, I believe, 12 seasons. What was one of the
others?
I think so. Didn't it? Didn't it go that many?
I have no idea. I never watched it.
Breaking Bad was quite a few. Weeds was another one that was another one that was, you know, 8 to 12 seasons or something like that.
Breaking Bad was only 5.
Was it only 5? All right.
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy was 7.
All right. So, I mean, we're season 9? At some point, this show they've got the other show, The Fear, which is...
Well, the one of the theories that may happen is the two shows may merge.
Into one.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible, but the problem is...
Then you have too many characters.
It's not only you have too many characters, but you have two totally different time frames. You have
they've joined time frames.
Well, I don't want to see any of those characters in a Black Panther outfit. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they've joined time frames because one of the characters has moved from one show to the other.
So
they're all synced up now.
I remember.
And they got rid of two of the more important characters. Well, they didn't get rid of them. One of them wanted to leave, and the other one they just killed for no apparent reason.
Well, you know, if they were to
smell the flowers,
if they were to do the merge, the simple way around the extra actors is instead of only running one season, you run year round. You run or two seasons. You still run, you know, more episodes.
Isn't pulling in the money on this they used to.
It's not a cash cow anymore like it used to be. And I mean, Breaking Bad was a cash cow at one point. I mean, all
these
shows.
It's like American Idol.
Exactly. It's come to its end, and now
it needs to be mentioning American Idol.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. American Idol used to make kajillions of dollars, and then it wasn't.
I know, but we have to do it again soon.
Hey, does anybody know how? Because I read a couple of different things. How the Conners made out with?
Half the ratings of Roseanne, and that was for their first episode.
I thought I read somewhere that it had a 2.4 in its demographic. Is that incorrect?
I don't know. It wasn't great.
All right. I just wondered.
Now, this next story isn't really a Halloween story, but I wanted to tie it in. So we have a guy here from North Dakota that can go on Halloween as either an asshole or a jerk off. And here's why. Last Sunday, a North Dakota man was arrested for dipping his butt in the church's holy water.
And to cleanse his ass.
Zachary Burdick. A picture of
Buttock? Zachary Buttock?
No, Burdick.
Oh, Burdick.
Yeah. Got himself arrested on a number of charges after he disrupted a Catholic mass. Oh, it was last Tuesday. I'm sorry. At the Spirit of Life Church. About 75 people were attending the 9 a.m. mass when he walked into the church and started to strip. Once naked, he began masturbating as he walked down the aisle towards the altar.
That's what got him in trouble.
A witness told police, then he started to splash around in the holy water fountain. Then he dipped his rear end into the water.
And then bless my butt.
The fountain will have to be drained, cleaned, and sanitized at a cost of $500. Apparently, holy water isn't all that expensive.
No, it's just water that's been blessed.
Oh, okay, okay. They don't have to go like to a secret well and
they don't have to like boil it in oil or whatever.
All right, put a piece of Christ's cross in it or nothing like that.
No.
Okay. Lori Flatten, a police spokesman, said earlier in the day, Burdick had tried to bless parishioners of the church with the Book of Mormon. Yeah, I'm sure that went over good at a Catholic church.
Yeah, really.
He was arrested on charges of criminal mischief, indecent exposure, ingestion of a controlled substance other than marijuana. As he bounced around in the back of the police car, he told an officer that he was tweaking and explained he had ingested meth.
Ingested it.
He ingested it. So anyway, it's not a Halloween story, but it was really weird, and I just thought I'd mention it.
So is that his excuse? I'm on meth, so this is okay?
Yeah, pretty much live PD, that's everybody's excuse.
I'm on meth, so it's okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's another guy I think's on meth. Creepy porn lawyer. We have our creepy porn lawyer update, and it's getting worse.
And how's he doing?
Michael Avenatti had a bad day yesterday.
He had a bad day. Well, I'm actually, sorry to hear that.
Today he had a bad day.
He's still having a bad day.
Yeah. He was evicted from his office.
Oh, dear.
And he was ordered to pay $4.85 million to a former employee. Now, this former employee was a partner in the law firm that he had pledged personally to pay $4 million that he owed him. And he didn't pay him. So now the judge says, with interest and everything else, it's $4.85 million. Shortly after that ruling, another judge ruled that he and his staff must be evicted from their suite office at the Fashion Island Mall if they missed 4 months' worth of rent payments.
They were at the mall? Their law offices are at the mall?
Not a law offices, are at malls.
At the mall? Okay. I suppose they got to do something with all those old
And the first guy said Avenatti has to personally pay the $4.85 million because he guaranteed the settlement with the former employee. He turned down his request to move it to federal court, which is basically another way to extend it. His law firm was previously ordered to pay $10 million to Frank, but the $4.85 million owed by Avenatti is the first time he's being held personally liable in the case, in which Frank said he's owed millions after the firm misstated its profits. Avenatti, who represents porn star Stormy Daniels and has not yet made a decision on whether or not he will make a run for the White House. Go ahead. Told the AP that Frank owes him $12 million for his fraud. That's pretty much the way creep porn lawyer works. Whatever he gets in trouble for, he says, it's the opposite. Last week we told you his defamation lawsuit against Trump was dismissed. His firm also owes $2.4 million in back taxes to the federal government. He personally owes $1.2 million in back taxes. And apparently him and his ex-wife were spending $20,000 a month on food, $20,000 a month on clothing, $27,000 a month on vacations, and $12,000 a month on servants.
Well, that's a lot of food.
It is.
Like to party, man. You know, Cristal is not cheap.
Okay.
So creepy porn lawyer is basically, let's just say it, he's having a bad month.
Yeah, you know? He's going to have trouble. I wonder if he needs a good lawyer.
I don't think any lawyer worth his salt would represent this scumbag. I mean, hell, the Democrats are all mad at him. You screwed up our lie against Kavanaugh. You screwed it all up with the rape story. Oh, come on. If it would have worked, he'd be their hero and he'd be their nominee, for God's sakes. Get
but
real.
Didn't.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of politics, Orange POTUS is in Texas tonight in Houston. Over 100,000 ticket requests for a 17,000-seat venue. In other news, Obama had a rally today. 2,000 showed up.
Where was his rally, do you know?
Nah, I ain't going to bother looking. Okay. Wherever. You know. And Gillum and Biden. Gillum's the guy, the crummy mayor from Tallahassee, who's a socialist, who's running against Ron DeSantis for governor of Florida. He had a rally with Biden today. And they might have had 1,000 people, maybe 1,000 people. You can go to my Facebook page, Zip Allen, and there is a picture there of the rally and the entire crowd. Also next to that picture is a is a photograph, a tight photograph of the Trump-DeSantis rally from a little over a week ago. And it's a tight shot, and there's still at least twice as many people in the shot as there were at the entire Biden-Gillum rally. And all the polls say, which are the polls always understate the Republicans 4 or 5%. The polls, average of the polls say it's like neck and neck. It's within a point for governor. CNN, who had an interview with Gillum today, conveniently came out with a poll saying Gillum now has a 12-point lead in the race for governor of Florida. Okay, I live in Florida, guys. Nobody wins anything by more than 1 or 2 or 3% in Florida. Nobody does. Okay, this is just CNN trying to depress the vote. It's not working. It's not working. I got a story today, and Slim has an update on this, too. We're talking about it on our pre-show, but in 7 states where there's early voting, Florida just started today, so there isn't really an update on the actual early voting stuff. But Republicans are outpacing Democrats in early voting in key states, NBC News finds. NBC News. The data suggests enthusiasm among early GOP voters could put a dent in the Democratic hopes for a blue wave in the midterms. Let's see, what states do they have? Arizona, Florida. Florida is in this.
Florida is up. Yeah, Florida's up 40,000 in Republicans' favor in the half million.
The mail-in votes. Florida has 904,000 in.
Okay, so they're up from there. Okay, so they're 2 days worth are counted now.
Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Montana, Nevada, Tennessee, and Texas. And the percentages of Republican votes, Republicans are ahead by 11 in Arizona, 6 in Florida, 9 in Georgia, 12 in Indiana, 17 in Montana. Nevada has Democrats ahead by 7, which is Senator Heller could be in trouble. That's about the only one. Tennessee, 63 to 30. And Texas, 53 to 43. Okay. This is not good for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Not good at all.
It'll be interesting to watch election night.
Oh, election night's going to be a riot.
I love watching MSNBC. I really do.
I do. That's comic relief, man.
That's the only day of the year that I watch MSNBC is election night.
I guess I'll have to use MSNBC.
November 8th, 2016. I put CNN on and MSNBC on, and I left it there for like 10, 15 minutes each time because the angst.
It was awesome.
Oh, I never had so much damn fun. And I was like going, call it, you assholes. He's obviously won Pennsylvania, call it. None of them wanted to call it. They didn't want to admit it. They knew it, but they didn't want to admit it. Well, it could be another one this time.
I love the guy who does the maps.
He's on awesome. MSNBC?
Yeah.
He actually tries to be fair.
He's cool. I mean, he knows everything, too.
Yes. Yes, every Fox has a couple of good people on that too, but the MSNBC guy is as good as anybody.
Oh, he's great! I love watching.
He's not an asshole, unlike just.
No, he's not. He just gives you statistics, and he points to counties and says, "Well, if they do this here, and then they go over here, that doesn't bode well." And he's right.
He's right.
Yeah, it's just awesome. I just love watching him, and he knows every. Like I said, he knows everything. He'll talk about like some county in 2008, and it's like, what the hell. I don't know how he does.
The other big – oh, I got another two – just one more thing on the election.
Yes.
Georgia, which we just gave the numbers on that, and it's not going well for the Democrats in Georgia either. Stacey Abrams, who is another socialist running for governor, she doesn't look good on TV. I'm not sure she looks good anywhere, but that's okay. I'm Andrew Gillum, the guy from Tallahassee, the mayor of Tallahassee, he's a good-looking guy. He's photogenic. He's personable. He looks good on TV. Then you find out who's backing him, who supports him, and what his record is. You go, okay, he sucks. But Stacey Abrams, I don't even know how the hell she got the nomination. But unfortunately for her, her statements about illegals should be allowed to vote, that's not helping her. but something came out today that's definitely not going to help her. Video from 1992 at a protest on the steps of the Georgia Capitol show her with a group of other people burning a Georgia state flag. Ooh, that's not going to help. Yeah. Matter of fact, somebody just posted good news. Georgian Republicans are outvoting Dems 2-1. Keep it up.
I just like the article that I found about the voters that don't even know where to get their stamp.
Oh, yeah. Where's that? Virginia?
Fairfax County, Virginia. Lisa County.
Which is a wealthy county, if I remember correctly.
These are college students.
Yeah I understand so, that. But
words, morons.
Big money.
Yeah, but here's Lisa Connor. She's a Fairfax County Officer of Public Affairs. She ran a focus group over the summer. It was comprised of college students interning in various county departments. And she says, one thing that came up, which I heard from my own kids, but I thought was just nerdy, was the students would go through the process of applying for their mail-in absentee ballot. They would fill it all out, but then they didn't know where to get a stamp. Which, I mean, how hard is it to figure out where to get a stamp? I mean, are we that, if we become that reliant on email and text and phone that kids now don't even know to go to a post office or pretty much anywhere to buy a stamp?
I think if you're that stupid, you shouldn't be allowed to vote or reproduce. But that's just me. I'm a little off the hook.
She says another potential hurdle is that they are worried that they may mix up their home address with where they're registered to vote and get their absentee ballot shipped to the wrong address. I mean, you can't figure all of this shit out. I mean, you shouldn't be in college in the first place. And this goes back to just simple common sense.
I understand.
There's nothing common about common sense.
You know.
There are apparently, I updated from when I did the show post, it was 7,000 in the story this morning. But apparently there are 14,000 more Democrats headed towards the southern U.S. border.
Yes, Hannity has officially, it was on other sites, but Hannity has officially called it as a 14,000 strong.
Now. So you all know about this sudden mass, sudden mass caravan of Central Americans headed through Mexico. Seems the crowd's up to over 14,000 now, and that got by the 500 federales in Mexico.
Well, the article I read said that they were using the women and children as shields to get past the Mexican army there too. So,
well, I've seen pictures, and the women and children would probably be about the front line, and that's it. And all the rest of them are working age males.
Yeah, I just was reading that. I don't know.
But it seems that crowd's gotten pretty big, and they got through. But what you're not hearing is that buses, trains, food, tents, etc. are all being supplied to these people. No wonder it doubled. They're getting free shit already. They haven't even got here. They're getting free shit.
Yeah, it's the most they've had ever anyways.
Yeah, so where's that money coming from? It's millions and millions of dollars. But we know where it's coming from, don't we? Slimbo.
We do.
One word, five letters, begins with an S.
Soros.
Soros! Yes, caravan of illegals are being taken care of by a charity that has been now outed as a George Soros-funded group. It's called Pueblos Sin Frontiers. It does sound like another win from Trump, though. But Pueblos Sin Frontiers masquerades as a nonprofit charity. They solicit funds to help the immigrants cross Mexico and get legal assistance to enter the United States. It's supposed to be for Hondurans. Wouldn't be so bad, but only about 500 of the immigrants from this year's caravan are from Honduran. And those are marked known socialist radicals. They've been actively working to bring such radicals in the U.S. for many years. Many have criminal records in their home countries. Many others have been caught plotting disruptive, dangerous, and illegal actions upon arriving in the U.S. Many others have been known to vote in elections in multiple states, like California. California just signs people up to friggin' vote at the DMV. They don't give a shit. Okay, here's another one that happened this past week. Texas, and this is the wrong state to screw with, man, because Texas government is hardcore. The Texas Democratic Party was sending out ballots to illegal aliens with the boxes, I'm over 18 and I'm a U.S. citizen, already checked. Okay. Here's how the Texas government found out about it. So many of the illegals got these ballots that enough of them called in to go, did the rules change? I mean, they're not even trying to hide the cheating now. It's horrible.
Pretty bad.
But it's basically under the guise of humanitarian effort. Pueblos Sin Fronteras is another leftist group working to undermine the working system of the U.S. government. And George Soros is the primary funder of that group.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Evil man in America.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens when they roll up to the border and see how this all plays out, though. And I think it's
a long border.
Well, it's going to be an interesting day of television is when they get close to the border.
You guys were saying, will they get here by election day? Will they get here by election day? If they're supplying buses, trains, and food and tents, they very well could. Because it's a 2,000-mile walk. And even if you do 20 miles a day, that's 100 days.
Right.
Okay? There's no way in hell they could leave in the beginning of October and get here by November 6th. But I'm going to bet you a whole bunch of them going to get here by November 6th. Soros going to make sure. But this is backfiring. This is definitely going to backfire on them, don't you think?
Yeah, as it gets closer. Yeah. Absolutely, because it'll become more and more the forefront. I mean, you'll have friggin' helicopters up there tracking the group coming up.
There's 4,000 National Guardsmen already ordered to the border.
Well, and it's only here's the other issue you have to deal with, too.
Yeah, that's one guardsman every half mile.
Yeah, and this caravan is only going to get bigger. I mean, it grew from 4,000 to 14,000. How big is it going to be tomorrow morning? How big is it going to be tomorrow night?
Here's the difference between now and a couple of years ago when this happened. Mexico just, you know, they didn't give a shit what Obama said. They do what they want. They didn't care. They worry about Trump. Okay, you see how fast they gave in on the new NAFTA deal?
Well, also, Trump has said he's going to start cutting aid.
Yeah. He already said he's cutting it for Guatemala, Honduras, and who was the other one?
I don't remember.
Costa Rica, maybe? I don't know. You know, it's, yeah, between the three of them, it's, well, when they had disasters and stuff, we gave them more money. I mean, the high point was maybe $500 million or a little more than that. And in a normal year, they get $320-350 million between them, which in terms of government largesse isn't that much. But considering how backward their economies are and stuff, that's a chunk of change. Look at all the people they can bribe with that. You know, that's a lot of bribe money. But will the caravan get here? Only if George Soros has enough money to move Hurricane Willa. Because Hurricane Willa is headed directly towards.
I forgot about that.
The 14,000 migrant caravan path.
Well, maybe that'll take care of it for us, so we won't have to deal with it.
It's a massive hurricane set to cross the path in Mexico where they're coming.
They're saying Category 5.
There's also a slightly smaller disturbance named Vicente to the south of Willa that could be consumed by the massively growing Willa, but still pose a threat for dangerous conditions to the caravan. Hurricane Willa has rapidly intensified into a dangerous Category 4 hurricane, expected to strengthen further this week. Damaging flood, winds, rain, and potentially destructive storm will threaten Mexico's Pacific coastline by midweek. Heavy rain, heavy, heavy, heavy rain. Sustained winds have increased by 55 miles an hour in the last day.
There you go.
It's up to a Category 4.
That's going to take care of the caravan for us.
Yeah, Category 4s are tough on Florida, where homes are built to withstand hurricanes.
Yeah, they're not in Mexico.
Yeah, your George Soros 10 ain't going to cut it, kids.
No. Not
sorry.
At all. I do have a Trump update at the Houston rally.
Oh, what'd he do now?
He called himself a nationalist.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So
that was before 9 o'clock.
Was it before 9 o'clock? Okay, okay. He did call himself old-fashioned and a nationalist, so.
America first, bitches.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was also interesting that a group of Hondurans, probably these left-wing people that they were talking about in the article, they painted a swastika on an American flag and then burned it in front of TV cameras.
Yeah, that didn't help their cause at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those guys don't want to assimilate in America. You think?
No.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
My guess.
Yeah.
My guess. Not my guess.
I also know that there are nine, because it surprised me how many there were, nine U.S. consulates all over Mexico where they could stop and apply for asylum.
Well, and you saw that I
they're not going there.
I pulled out that article from 2014 where they signed a deal that allowed for these people coming from those countries in Central and South America to get safe passage through Mexico.
No, they sent 500 federales down there to go, though, because they're scared of Trump.
But they didn't do anything about it. They
didn't
let them through.
No, of course. Well, you know. I think the 500 federales were down there trying to see how much bribes they could get from Soros. You know, because they're coming.
This is going to be an interesting day of television when they get close to the border. Because everyone...
Oh, they're not going to get close to the border, because if the hurricane don't get them, Trump is going to be down Mexico's throat with both feet. The new president of Mexico takes office, I think, December 1st. And the outgoing president, I don't think he's going to want to screw with this. And the incoming president's going, I don't want that big orange guy on my ass.
Yeah, well, let's see what the hurricane does first.
Well,
it's going to wipe out a few.
Who wants them here, and how will they be stopped? Hurricane Willard can stop them. Trump sending troops to the border.
Well, my assumption is there's only so many places you can cross the border. You just can't cross the whole 2,000 miles.
Yeah, if you cross at a checkpoint, though, we've got this stupid law that if you're not Mexican or Canadian, we have to catch and release you. And that's what they're counting on. Our freaking laws that the Democrats won't let us change allow these people in our country. And what do they get? They get a court date. And then none of them show up for the court date.
Yeah, we don't detain them.
So they're in the United States until ICE can catch them in 3, 4, 5 years. What the hell do they do in 3, 4, 5 years? You know, we have to educate their kids in our school systems, and people own property. You have to pay for that. They end up on food stamps, welfare, go to the hospitals, emergency rooms.
They vote.
Yeah, in some states they vote, California. You know, why do we have to put up with this shit? This is why Trump got elected, because we're tired of putting up with this shit. And if you people think there's going to be a blue wave with this going on, this is one of the dumbest political moves Soros has ever made.
Well, so is it, if they make it to one of these checkpoints and they're from Honduras, technically we have to let them in, correct? And then they, like you said, they get the catch and release.
Unless we can prove they have a criminal record, yeah.
This is really, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, we got 31,000 kids that showed up last year that are still here that we don't have anything to do with them. You know, and they, you know, everybody's bitching at Trump's government and stuff, but Nielsen, the lady who's in charge of Homeland Security, she gets shit from Trump and some of the people sometimes too. But what she was trying to do was doing DNA tests quickly as she could between the people claiming to be the parents and these children. And it turns out a hell of a lot of them aren't the kids' parents. They're just using the kids as an excuse to get into the country. Okay, and basically they're selling the kids. So you got child trafficking going on all over the place. You know, nobody's in favor of child trafficking. The Democrats are going, it's horrible. We're against that. Yes, but you're encouraging it. They get it. The politicians get it. They just don't want to admit it because their minions are too dumb to get it.
Doesn't fit their...
It doesn't fit the narrative.
No.
So that's what we got. We got narrative. Trump's evil. It's awful. Everybody hates each other. Blah, 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 blah. You know, but the facts of the matter are Orange POTUS is getting it done. So shut the fuck up.
You know what would make for the most interesting find in the world is to be able to get a hold of a copy of all of these senators and people's emails.
You got Project Veritas going behind the scenes, and you found out that McCaskill and... in Missouri is way more liberal than her public stance. Her people in her office are going, she just says she's for that, blah, 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 blah. Bredesen, who's run the former governor of Tennessee, his staff said, he said he'd vote for Kavanaugh, but that was just a political stance. He really wouldn't have. You know, well, Marsha Blackburn's like 14 points ahead of him, so it doesn't really matter what Bredesen's going to do. Marsha Blackburn is the next senator from Tennessee. So, you know, people are catching on. America is not as freaking stupid as our show makes it look like.
They are pretty stupid.
Those that aren't criminals from Florida are fine.
Yeah, or Pennsylvania. Yeah. Yeah, or guys with their dicks out in the Catholic Church in North Dakota. But
hey, CB, real quick.
Cold up there now?
Zip, this it's freezing, and that's what I want to tell
below
us.
Below freezing.
This doesn't apply to you, Zip. You're lucky. But CB, I'm calling it now. I believe you're going to see a nor'easter just in time for Halloween.
Cool.
Nor'easter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, it's going to be in the 60s at night here for the next week. It's colder than a witch's tit.
In a brass bra.
Yeah, if you live in Florida, that's cold.
Well, I'll be sitting out in the driveway in my with my fire pit.
I had to go to physical therapy this morning at 8 o'clock, and I wore a fleece hoodie. It was like 65. I was freezing. Just saying.
Blah blah.
And I guess
we hit 60 here Saturday.
Yeah, we did too, and it went right back up to 29.
Yeah, we hit probably, I don't know, 28 last night for a low.
It was only 86 here today. It cooled off some.
We have 40 degree changes, temperature swings from morning to night here. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's cold.
We've got that category. So you think your job sucks department. Tonight we have a new entry. This could be the best one yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this job.
Charleston, South Carolina. Unbelievable images out of South Carolina show how wipes can wreak havoc on a sewer system. WCSC reports baby wipes clogged a series of large pumps last week at the Plum Island Wastewater Treatment Plant in Charleston, South Carolina. Quote, "We sent divers 80 to 90 feet deep into the wet, well, raw sewage.
Yeah, buddy.
To search in complete darkness with their hands to find and identify the obstruction. As we expected, they came up with large masses of wipes in the first two loads with more to come. Crews worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get the wipes out of the system." I don't know why they say 24/7 when it only took them 3 days, though. That's kind of bad reporting. It took them 3 days till the pumps were back to normal. Thousands of pounds of baby wipes were collected. Okay.
That must be one big baby's butt.
I blame those Freshy Fresh commercials and Walmart. You ever been in Walmart? They got that whole section of baby wipes.
Not since I was in Florida.
Shut up.
Oh, no,
I'm not kidding. That's the last time I was in Walmart.
We're on the Grand Whipple tour. It's okay.
I understand.
I go to Walmart about once a month. There's just a few things Publix doesn't have. I have to go there.
I understand. I'm just saying I haven't been to Walmart since I was in Florida.
Yeah, well, I have to have my Musselman's apple butter, and they're the ones that carry it.
That's fine.
But the Walmarts have this whole baby section, like all stores do. But they also have all this crap over in the toilet paper aisle too. And they are the non-flushable baby wipes. Now, I guess they are assuming if it says baby wipes, you're going to wipe your baby's butt, and you're going to throw it in the baby bucket, which goes in the trash, right?
No, that's the assumption.
No. But everybody's out there wiping their front, their back, their middle.
That's not the way you put it on pre-show.
And throw it in the toilet.
Well, yeah, I know.
I wasn't going to say cunny on the air, but there I just did. They wipe their cunnies, they wipe their bum, they wipe their peeners. Okay? And then they throw it right in the toilet. They don't have a baby bucket. It's to stay freshy fresh. Okay? And these things aren't all flushable. You got to buy the flushable ones. Oh, but the flushable ones cost a little more.
That's why no one buys them.
You cheap asses. You know, just because I'm conservative doesn't mean I'm not environmentally, aware. I recycle bitches.
You recycle bitches?
I recycle bitches.
It is not even a law.
Is there a comma in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yes. Well, there is a comma.
And he doesn't even have to recycle. That's the best part. He's really a good person.
No, I don't. Actually, I could throw all that shit away.
That's what I'm saying. Good for you.
Well, good. I'm glad you throw the shit away.
But if you go on Amazon, you can get the flushable baby wipes in massive quantities for cheaper than you can buy the non-flushable ones. You just, you know, just do it on Amazon. Get it on Amazon. Keep your bum clean that way. Or install a bidet, for Christ's sake. They're kind of fun.
Do people use toilet paper anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to use everything, man. You got to use.
Got to use everything.
You use toilet paper, then you use the freshy fresh, then you got to use
power sander. I mean,
you use a little more toilet paper to get the wetness out of your bum.
All right.
Yeah. It's my process.
Ankle grinder. Is that what I need?
It's a process.
Okay.
I don't leave this house without a fresh bum, in case I run into the man I love.
Oh God, you freshy fresh your bum.
There you go. I Zippy has a fresh bum.
Off the hook radio.
But how? 90 feet down through.
Yeah, that's gross.
Sewage. You think your job sucks?
Yeah, that's awful.
They're also saying really that the flushable wipes aren't really all that flushable. They do degrade over time and they may go down your toilet, but they'll certainly block up the plumbing in your home and wreak havoc in our system. They got a lot of nerve bitching about the flushable ones. They're very thin. Okay. And you can tear them apart with your fingers. The baby ones are like industrial strength. Those are the ones that don't degrade at all.
Yeah. You ever clean a baby's ass? You need industrial strength.
Yeah, you definitely do.
So I don't know. What is this? This is going to be the next thing. You know, it's going to be like California. You know, you can't wipe your ass with a wipe.
They're just going to limit the number of wipes you can use.
Rations.
They're going to ration wipes. You're going to have
counter. The freshy fresh police.
We have a black market in wipes.
You must install a camera in your toilet.
And then there'll be YouTubes on how to wash them.
Oh.
I think that's going to be the next federal government credit. You know, I used to get credit for putting up solar panels and buying electric cars.
I wonder, freshy fresh.
Still do.
Yeah. Now there's going to be a government credit if you install a bidet. You won't need a freshy fresh if you can just shoot a torrent of water up your asshole.
So everybody will have a power washer in their bathroom.
Yeah, I'd rather have a freshy fresh.
I don't know. I've used a bidet before in a hotel. It was kind of nice.
I don't need to know.
I enjoyed it.
I really don't need to know.
You hadn't even gone. You just sat down and used it, right?
Well, you know, we all have our peccadillos.
That's okay. In this case, a peccadillo.
Or a peccadillo. Hey,
by the way,
the prostate, you know what happens to your pecker? Boing!
They had over 1,000 people camped out overnight in Houston just to get into Trump, let alone the 100,000 ticket requests.
Did they have wipes?
I hope they were flushable.
Okay.
Hey, we got to do our part for law enforcement, our live PD segment tonight.
Go quick with them.
We're fine. Do we have a song or something?
No.
We're okay.
Sure. Just telling you.
Well, now, in Center County, Pennsylvania, there is a dildo bolo. a bolo, of course, is be on the lookout. So there's a be on the lookout for dildos in Center County, Pennsylvania, because a number of sex toys were stolen from the EZ Adult Playtime Boutique.
Do we know what they look like?
In Port Matilda.
Well, I went on Amazon. There's some.
I'm guessing they resemble a peener.
Okay. I was just checking.
And now it's $100 worth of sex toys, plural. Now, Slim, you did our pre-show research. How much does a dildo cost?
Well, it depends. If you want just your basic one, it's $9.99. If you want your Bluetooth remote control one, it's $119. So
they stole anywhere between 1 and 10 dildos.
Basically, I'm thinking he stole a
couple. If they hid them in their pants, how would you know?
He probably put them in his coat pocket. Well, look at the surveillance video. He's got a coat on, so I'm thinking he probably stole 3 or 4 of your $25 to $30 range dildos in his pockets, you know, 2 in each pocket, and walked out the door. That's my guess. We don't have much to go by here, but you know, the average on Amazon looked to be between $25 and $40. So, if it was
they didn't tell you what they looked at. They say be on the lookout for dildos, but they don't describe the dildos.
No,
they come in all shapes, sizes, colors, textures. You know, how are you gonna know?
Multiple appendages.
You know what? I know what he wanted to do with them.
Yeah, you got the ones with the little butt plug part on them. You know.
You would know that.
They need to be more specific.
I know, but I know exactly what he was gonna do with these, and it's what I want to do. I want to walk by someone that has a garage sale and just put a dildo on the table and just, you know, walk away and see what happens.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that. I just never owned a dildo to do it with.
Well, this guy's got extras, maybe.
This guy's got extras. Maybe if I find him, he'll give me one.
Yeah, there you go. We can.
So if you know anybody in Center County, Pennsylvania with a dildo, apparently you're supposed to call Rockview Police at 814-355-7545. Go ahead and call them anyway. Ask him to describe the dildos, because you might have seen one.
Just start sending them pictures.
Okay, I just looked on Craigslist. There are no dildos in the free section.
So they all cost money.
I guess. Let me check.
I hope nobody is. Don't buy a dildo on Craigslist.
You can't?
No, I said don't. Oh, my God.
No results.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Scary. Well, speaking of sex,
okay.
A Florida middle school teacher admits to having sex with student multiple times and sending him nude photos. A middle school student.
Yeah, the kid was an
Florida teacher, an eighth grader. And guess what? The teacher is
hot.
Oh, yep. God. We're talking hot.
She looks kind of like Demi Moore, a young Demi Moore.
H-A-W-T hot.
Doesn't she look like a young Demi Moore?
Well, her bikini shot holding the fish here looks like she's Demi Moore in that stripper movie when Demi got back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's cut. She's cut, and she's gorgeous. Beautiful teeth, nice smile, beautiful eyes. And she's screwing an eighth grader. Stephanie Peterson, 27, entered a guilty plea on Friday to felony charges of lewd and lascivious battery of a child younger than 16 and transmission of material harmful to minors. I don't know how harmful it is to see her naked, but okay. That's what they're going to
do. It would break my heart.
She now faces between 5 and 10 years in prison. No sentencing date has been set. She's also known as Stephanie Ferry. She picked up the boy at his home in the middle of the night multiple times to have sex and smoke marijuana. God, she also gave him weed.
And in the middle of the night, like, where were his parents?
Well, I could sneak out my window of my parents' house when I was a kid. I'm sure he had better incentive than I did. I was just going out to smoke a doob. He was going out to bunk the teacher.
And smoke a doob.
Yeah, my life sucked compared to this kid.
Say hi to
I mean, come on.
Hi, LJ.
You can listen tonight.
Hey, you know the other thing I read? I read a sidebar story. Some male swimming coach was having an affair with a 17-year-old student. So she was 1 year too young, and he filmed it. What a moron! Okay, but the thing is, Stephanie here is going to get 5 to 10 years. He's going to get 15 years minimum.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Welcome to the United States.
Okay.
Good night. I think.
LJ, don't ever listen to this show.
We're
not a bunch of sick, make America great again perverts.
It wasn't that bad tonight. We didn't say fuck. Oh, we did. Good night.
Fuck it.
I quit.